Chapter 13. Calrissian Nunba Mines, Kessel.
They glided forward in near darkness now. The only lights to be seen were the dim bluish readouts on the control console. The whine of the vehicle's repulsors and the occasional pinging of the sensor board were almost the only sounds to be heard.
"Have we passed any spice yet?"
Leia asked. She glanced between the various sensor readouts, each occupying 1/8 of one of the console monitors. Her face was ghostly in the faint light from the instruments. Han shook his head, then realized Leia might not be able to see the motion. He tapped the lower right readout on her screen.
"That's the spice sniffer, a chemical sensor. Also detects Rill and distinguishes between the two. These things are so sensitive that they'd pick up even very old activated spice within 100 meters. What are you detecting?"
"Just what you see here. Mostly air currents caused by our repulsors. They return short false movement positives."
"No, I mean you, through the Force."
"Ah." She shook her head. "Not much. There's life all around us. Mostly very faint, lower life forms, like insects, I think. Nothing as bright or vital as a humanoid or a giant arachnid."
"Would the spiders show up in the Force?" Han asked.
"We'll see. They'll show up in the motion detectors."
Leia tilted her head, her eyes narrowing in concentration.
"Wait, there's something."
Han gulped and looked all around.
"Where?"
"Below us, strong but distant."
"What's under us on the map?"
Han gave the speeder a little more altitude, but this tunnel was only 5 meters tall. He could bring the speeder as close as possible to the irregular ceiling, and a Wookiee standing on the floor could still reach up and touch it. Leia switched her attention to the monitor where she kept the map.
"Nothing," she said. "This isn't the deepest point in the mine, but there's no part of the mine beneath us."
"Uncharted tunnels, then?"
Leia turned her head this way and that, as if listening to something whose location she couldn't quite gauge.
"It's coming this way."
"Straight up?"
"Yes."
Han nudged the thrusters. It wouldn't do to build up too much speed in these twisting tunnels, but he also didn't want to be directly over something when it came crashing up through the floor.
"It's adjusting to follow."
Han blinked.
"That's no spy spider, then."
He put on more speed.
"Coming up closer, pacing us, directly beneath."
Han glanced at the sensor board. It showed nothing but their own air displacement manifesting on the movement detector readout.
"Pacing us in the rock?"
Then realization hit him.
"Hey, I know what that has to be."
"What?"
It burst up from the rock below and ahead of the speeder. A swirling ball of colored lights, just large enough to fit an astromech-like R2-D2 completely within it. It leapt up directly into Han's path, its comparative brilliance all but blinding him. He twitched the speeder to port, the barest of maneuvers intended to return the speeder to its original course instantly after it avoided the obstacle. But the speeder plowed right through the ball of light. Han felt hair standing on end all over his body. Instantly, the repulsors quit, and every monitor and readout on the control console crackled and went black. Han yanked back on the yoke, knowing the attempt was futile. The speeder dropped 3 meters and plowed nose first into the tunnel floor. It skidded forward, its contact with the bare stone sending up sparks, then fetched up against the right-hand tunnel wall and was still. Leia leaned over him.
"Are you all right?"
"No problem."
Han turned to stare back the way they'd come. The swirling ball of luminescence hovered there, 30 meters away, unmoving, as if watching them. Leia put her hand on her lightsaber.
"Very pretty and destructive. What is it?"
"The miners here call them bogies, some sort of indigenous life form."
Leia extended her free hand toward the thing and closed her eyes.
"And the spiders eat them. So, you know, if one is here, the odds improve that a spider is coming."
"I don't think it's alive. I can't detect it in the Force as life, just as energy. Energy and intent."
Leia opened her eyes again.
"I'm going to give it a look."
She donned her breath mask and then opened the door. Han felt the air pressure diminish. He grabbed and put on his own mask. Leia stepped out of the speeder.
"Leia, no! Get back in the speeder! It just may mean that no Kessel life form shows up in the Force. You know, like the Yuuzhan Vong, meaning that the spiders might not either?
She wasn't listening. Muttering a swear word that would have caused other smugglers to raise an eyebrow, Han grabbed a grenade launcher from the back seat and stepped out.
Leia.
His wife walked straight toward the bogey, her free hand upraised. The bogey hovered there, decorative and unmenacing, making a curious clacking and chattering noise until she was a meter from touching it. Then it plunged straight down into the stone below, vanishing from sight, and taking every trace of illumination with it. Suddenly, Han was thrust into his past, into the absolute darkness of these tunnels, when he, Chewbacca, and Kip Duran had run for their lives with a monster in pursuit. Now, again, he was kilometers deep within Kessel, insufficiently armed or mobile to deal with the dangers of the place. He forced himself to slow his breathing. Now wasn't then. More than 30 years had gone by. He was in a section of the mine where there was no sign of spice, and therefore, no sign of spiders. But if one came, he'd be just as helpless before it.
My lightsaber doesn't work.
Han let out a slow breath.
How do you know?
Tried to turn it on to give us a little light.
Let me know if you hear anything like skittering, clattering, clicking.
Well, maybe he wasn't entirely as helpless as he'd been the last time. The grenade launcher in his hands was reassuringly heavy, and perhaps, given its antiquity and simplicity of construction, it hadn't been disrupted as the speeder and lightsaber had. Perhaps. He kept his voice under tight control.
Want to get back in the speeder, sweetie?
No. I'll just keep my ears open until you get it started up.
Han fought the urge to grit his teeth.
All right.